Blog Talk Radio.
She's not here with us today, but we're gonna have a great time anyway. Y'all know who it is. I'm Shalia.
What's good? I'm Jordan.
Hey, hey everyone, it's Vanessa,
and we are the Innovation Crew. Yes, honey. So it is 4:20, and I don't know why I'm acting so excited because you know I don't smoke or anything, and I actually just found out about this holiday today. So. For those of y'all who don't know what it is, but I kind of look at today as a sad day, and I'm going to tell y'all about that too, but can one of y'all explain what 420 really is? All I know is about weed, but what else? Somebody, Vanessa?
420 is just like get high all the time. I was going to go to school before I got high. You know, I was going to clean my room before I got high. I'm just kidding. But yeah, it's just you go out, you know, smoke, have a good time. 420. You know, that's basically it, just smoking.
When did this become a holiday is my question.
I don't know.
Julie, we know you're not from the hood.
What?
I said, we know you're not from the hood.
That's funny you brought that up, actually. Because I had, I can't even discuss this meeting on the show, but Vanessa knows what I'm talking about. I mean, I don't
know
if from the hood to know what 420 is. Everybody seems to have known about it except me.
Exactly.
So, okay. Well, how long has this been a holiday? Can one of y'all answer that?
You said what?
How long has it been a holiday? Yeah, like we've been talking about it. I just heard about it today.
Girl, it's 420 for me every day, so.
It's an unofficial holiday, but I'm saying, when did it become, you know, anything? Who just came up with it? Like, what day was it established? Do y'all know that?
I don't know, 420. I don't know.
Shut up. That will be left unknown. But I'm also give you guys a little history of why today is kind of sad, too. So, also, today is Hitler's birthday. And it is
okay,
the 17th anniversary. Come on now. That's a little, well, I know you don't, but still. It's also the 17th anniversary of the Columbine High School shooting. Very, very, very tragic. So, wow.
Dang.
17 years of crazy white people shooting up schools, and it hasn't stopped there. It got more and more worse. No, the two guys, Eric Harris and Dylan. You can't trust anybody named Dylan, I'm telling you. That name just sounds crazy. Or is it just me?
Oh, it's just you.
It sounds like a white boy who... Let me stop. You guys, I'm not racist. We just do a lot of race talk on the show. Give you a little visual.
You are racist.
But yeah, so...
Don't say us. You do a lot of race talk on the show.
Y'all do too. Y'all do a lot of race talk and stick talk, okay? I know both.
No, I don't. I'm against that stuff. I don't like talking about that.
Well, you are different. You're a whole different. So I'm saying, like, okay, Vanessa, you know how you do the news and I always ask what did the person look like? Were they black or white? You know what I'm saying? Like, I want a visual of how they actually look. Does that make sense? Okay,
yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's not like racing, but when you describe like when you said the story of the sister molesting her brother and making him eat her period, I would have never imagined that girl was black if you wouldn't have said it. You get what I'm saying?
Girl, yeah.
I mean, I think it's a good thing because, you know, it shows that it's not only people of one race that do all this crazy stuff. Like, this world is filled with crazy people. You know what I'm saying? So
it doesn't matter. It shouldn't matter about the color of the skin.
It does not matter the color of the skin.
No, it don't.
It's the content of the character.
See? You sound racist right now.
I'm saying the content of the character. Character is crazy, whether you're white, black, whatever, you know. Anyway, yeah. And 23 people were wounded. Oh, and also, this is strange. Have y'all ever heard of this school called the Savannah Arts Academy?
No.
They have this... actually a shooting threat for the 20th anniversary. So they had, like, these two guys, I guess, who was going to do a little reenactment of it. And police were on campus, and then they questioned the two boys, and just a lot of crap. And, Lord bless their heart. People are crazy. But, yeah, so sad. But, anyway, let's go on whatever. Vanessa, what's going on? I know that's crazy, but it got to be some other crazy stuff going on. So tell us what's going on in news.
Okay, so what else is going on is as many as 500 migrants may have died when a large ship sank in the Mediterranean last week, and the United Nations Refugee Agency said Wednesday that they're trying to see if they can find any survivors, and they're trying to see, like, what could have caused it, like, the cause of the ship to sink. And they said that it's one of the worst tragedies involving refugees and migrants in the last 12 months.
What kind of migrants were they?
I guess they were freaking I know they were Ethiopian. They were from, like, yeah, you know, I didn't even want to say nothing because you be crazy. Talking about the
I hope they
coming
didn't do
up.
That on purpose. Y'all think they may have shipped the boat on purpose because they don't want people from Africa coming over here? People are crazy. I don't know. Whatever. Jordan, so what's going on in sports? Nothing? Okay.
Oh,
well,
my bad. I have news. I have sport news.
You do.
The Timberwolves had signed Tom Thibodeau. If you know who Tom Thibodeau is, he used to be the head coach for the Bulls.
Okay. So he's the new coach for the Timberwolves now?
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll win more games like Michael Jordan did. All right. Ambria, what's going on in entertainment?
Nicki Minaj's older brother is being indicted for rape.
Finally.
Again?
That happened so long.
Oh,
ago.
He is.
Wait.
He already did got
on his mind. No, they were.
Okay.
I mean, they were what's the word I'm looking for? They were basically spending these few months, yeah, investigating, trying to make a decision. And so they finally decided to indict him. Because for raising an unknown 12-year-old girl. So, yeah.
Oh, so what's his sentence?
I don't know yet.
2 days and a night. Well, 2 nights and 1 day.
Yeah. I know Nikki's not
so embarrassed. I know she is. And the worst thing about it is she bailed him out. Girl, that was my brother. He would stay right in there. If they did the crime, they got to do the time and do all that. But, yeah. Oh, I forgot to say the movie. The movie's coming out on Friday, and none of y'all probably care about. It's called The Huntsman Winter's War.
Oh,
it's gotten poor ratings,
I'm
and the only
so
good thing about it is probably Chris Hemsworth. What in the world? I heard somebody laughing. Other good news. So, Harriet Tubman is going to replace Andrew Jackson on the $20 bill. Black people, celebrate.
Yay.
Turn up.
Yeah.
Woo! Finally,
that sounds so racist.
How? See, Jordan, this is what I mean about you. You take the whole race discussion in a whole different, like, level. How is that racist?
I didn't say that was. I said that sound racist.
How?
What sounded racist? Yeah.
What Shalia just said.
I guess.
How?
She tried to make a big deal about it.
Because it is a big deal.
It really is, Jordan. Harriet Tubman is going to replace Andrew Jackson on $20 bill. She did a great thing. Yeah. And I'm glad out of all the women that could have chose, they chose her. What'd you say, Andrea?
I'm saying it is a big deal. And he's saying race. Why not sexism? Like, it could be anything. It's just a big deal. Because a woman, at that African-American woman,
yeah,
you know, it's going to be on.
I'm saying that because it shouldn't matter who be on the like a $100 bill or $20 bill.
Because they've been on that for all forever. Like, how's that a big deal? And it's been like that.
Yeah. Well, if you're okay, well, one race thinking they're better than the other, then that's fine. But when most black people, when we make advancements among our people, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
That's just how I feel about
it. We're already, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Diminished in our own country or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
And to make it to be moving forward and moving up, it is a big deal.
It really is. Why do you think everybody was so happy when Barack Obama got elected?
It's not necessarily being racist. It's just celebrating your people. It's not being racist, though.
Jordan is mighty quiet on here.
But that's just my opinion. I don't mean to, you know, whatever. I'm just saying, like, that's how I feel about it.
Yeah. It's a big moment. Congratulations, Harriet. Speaking of Harriet, y'all need to watch this show called Underground. It is so good. So good. It's about these slaves trying to escape. Another one comes on tonight at 10 o'clock. I'm going to watch it. It's been so good. Actually, really good. Also, to celebrate 420, do you guys have a Snapchat? All of you.
Yeah.
Why do you? Jordan, do you have a Snapchat?
Nah, I don't have a Snapchat.
Oh. I don't know if you're being funny or real, but So, have y'all tried the new little Bob Marley app they got yet to celebrate today?
Yeah. It's a GLN. Yeah.
Okay, but people are making a big... Okay, so for those of you who don't have Snapchat such as me, just listen because you can't use it. So, to celebrate 420 today... The Snapchat has made a filter of Bob Marley's face. So what they say it does, that it darkens the user's skin tone, and it adds his face with locks and, you know, a Rastafarian-style hat. And people are really mad, saying that it's, like, racist thing, saying that it's, like, promoting blackface. Like, when the white people use it, like, Kylie Jenner have got a lot of backlash from it. And a Snapchat spokesperson said this: the filter gives people a new way to appreciate or to share their appreciation for Bob Marley in his music. Snapchatters have, girl, Let me stop. I have to say something, you guys. I was rushing to write this, and I write so quickly, I can't even read my writing. But
<That's>
you get what I'm saying. And Snapchat, they did get the permission from his estate to use it, but I honestly think people are making, like, a real big deal out of it. I don't think it's that serious. What about y'all?
I'm on
Snapchat right now. I'm Bob Marley. I ain't feeling no type of way. If I see
Tyler, girl, send me the picture.
I ain't no feeling no type of way, girl. I'll take a picture.
I say a filter is a filter. They ain't get mad about that dog filter.
Filter is not that deep. What you trying to say? We trying to be mean to dogs because we using that dog filter? Come on now. These people are just being extra for no reason.
Yeah. Black Lives Matter movement has really taken over. I guess they're like saying because, you know, with the white people that use it, it makes their skin tone darker and stuff and blackface. But it's not. It's a filter, you guys. It's not real blackface. I've seen real
black. That's just like saying when they use that face swap and they got a black frame on between them, what are they going to say then?
Oh. I actually never seen any, like, a black person and a white person face swap before. That's weird. I seen a baby and a mama swap faces. That's real funny. People funny with their children. But, yeah. All these people. Our favorite man is back at it again, who keeps us laughing. Mr. Donald Trump, the big Beyonce fan, that he doesn't even know the difference between A and B. But you know how Donald Trump, his whole theory he has with Muslims and wanting to build a great wall, I guess, over here to keep them from coming in and, you know, all this crazy crap. So, this is what Donald Trump recently said at a rally. I think what I want to do is, I want to talk just for a second. I wrote this out, and it's very close to my heart because I was down there, and I watched our police firemen down that 7-Eleven, down the World Congress Center, right after it came down. Now, you know, as much as ignorant as that sounds, I think he's throwing double shade because now he's talking about the 7-Eleven, the gas station. He just won't stop. That's what I'm thinking. 7-Eleven, that's funny. Muslims, that's just, I love Muslim people. Don't you guys? They're so sweet. I've actually never met a mean Muslim in my life. Like, all the Muslims I've come across have really, really been very nice and sweet. Like, even my neighbor, she waves at us every morning. I'm like, oh, let me wave these little black kids.
Okay.
But, yeah. But yeah, she's really sweet. So, maybe some good news, but not. So, Bernie Sanders won majority of the counties in New York, including Albany, even though Hillary won the New York primary. I honestly don't want Hillary to win. I had a dream about her, you guys. It was scary. This woman tried to kill me. And I will tell you what happened.
What?
We were, like, riding in a car, right? It was in my dream. And then I forgot what we – I don't even know how I got in the car. You know how you have four dreams in one dream? It was something like that. So we were, like, in the car driving in some woods. And then I do remember her saying, like, it's – I think I was talking something about the election. I think she said it's going to be messed up for you people regardless of who wins. And then it got quiet for a minute because I started thinking she gave me that side eye. I twisted the wheel to that car so fast, like, whoop, and then the car crashed, and I got out alive, right? I was walking away, and then she tried to follow me crawling out. You know she old, so I had to go back over to her, and I had to finish her off to make sure she wouldn't get up.
Oh.
I didn't kill her, though. I just heard her really finish her so she wouldn't get up. Y'all must think I'm crazy now. That was my dream. Well, that got a little awkward, so I'm going to play some music. Here is Up by Wiz Khalifa.
Mm-hmm. been feeling. You got me feeling. Cause every time I try to leave, I'm right back again. Yeah, and I ain't going nowhere. You got me walking on the ceiling. So when the times get hard and at night you're all alone, oh, I'll be the one you call. Oh, oh, I'm telling where we might go. And every time you look up, baby, I'm right there, flying in the air. So let all of your fears go. Oh, oh, we never spend the night low. We go up, 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 up. We go up, 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 up. We go up, 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 up. We go up, 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 up.
Oh my gosh. Vanessa, oh my gosh, I had to stop the music.
What?
I just realized what you mean about the glasses eyes. I do have them. Oh my god.
I know.
It's
hideous.
Black layers with like big black circles around my eyes, front and back.
I know. I've been telling you this.
My gosh! How do I get rid of them?
Girl, ask somebody.
Oh, my goodness. I'm about to have an emotional breakdown. It looks so horrible. Ew. I can't look like Toriana. Oh.
Girl, you petty.
Oh, gosh.
You're so petty.
Emergency show. Oh my gosh, emergency show. Oh, this messed up my whole thing.
Ugly. Ew.
Ew. They're so big. How can I get rid of it?
Girl, you can never get rid of them. You're going to be glasses actually for the rest of your life.
I'm not kidding. I'm for real. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. How did you just notice it?
I honestly don't know. I just took off. I don't know. I need to stop wearing glasses. I just took them off, right? And then I saw big circles, like, around. Not even, like, not bags, but, like, a big, like, black dot.
Dark circles. Yes.
Yes, around my eyes.
Yes, girl.
Oh,
I've been telling y'all about these glasses eyes.
Oh, my gosh. I have to get rid of these. Oh, my gosh, now. They look horrible. Why no one ever told me?
I've been telling you for, like, forever.
Oh, gosh. Jordan, have you ever had glasses
back
eyes?
To the show. Girl, let's get back to the show. Anywho.
No.
So, guys,
Jordan.
Promise coming up.
Jordan.
Promise coming up. Does anyone want to take me to promise on Friday?
I know I need a prom day.
For a day.
Who wants a prom date with glasses eyes big as mine? Oh, my gosh.
I have to get rid of this.
I skipped my prom.
Why?
Why? You didn't want to pay for it?
You know, that's not, it's not that. I ain't feel like going. Like, the music, they said the music they suggested to play, I ain't like it.
Good.
So you just didn't go?
No.
Just because you didn't like the music that they were going to play?
Yeah.
Prom
is not for me. I don't like wearing tuxedos neither. I don't like wearing suits and stuff.
I guess.
So you didn't have to.
What else I'm going to show up in?
You can really show up in my room.
Don't
they had a dress code.
Oh, they did? Damn.
How much was y'all prom, though?
I don't know. I ain't going.
You could at least heard me talking about it or something. Dang.
Who, me?
No, Jordan. You could have heard them saying something like, oh, prom is $100, blah, blah, blah.
How much was y'all
FBLA fee?
What?
What?
I really have glasses eyes and I'm about to cry.
You need to cry because there's nothing you can do to get those to stop being glasses eyes. Ask for y'all, no, his eyes so glasses eyes, this thing sunk in the head, like, dude.
Oh my gosh. I'm really just not noticing this.
That is so funny.
How can I do a show and I look like this? Oh my gosh. And she's laughing. I'm so serious. I'm about to, like, have a breakdown. Oh my gosh. I didn't know it was like this.
You act like you can't throw no makeup over it.
What?
You act like you can't throw no makeup over it.
I don't wear makeup. That means my natural face isn't cute if I have to put on makeup.
But your natural face ain't cute. You got glasses, eyes, so...
Oh my gosh. How long have I had them? Did I have them in October?
Yes. How long have I been telling you about these damn glasses, eyes?
Ew. Were you walking around without my glasses thinking I'm cute with these dark circles around them? Oh gosh. Ew. I can't imagine my eyes looking like Toriano. How long has he had his glasses? You need to ask him.
All his life?
That's what he said?
Yeah. I've seen some pictures of him when he was younger. He had glasses and he had them on his face. Like, what? What? Dude, no.
Ew. I have to get rid of these. Guys, my
you just started wearing glasses?
No. I've worn them on and off.
Exactly. You just need to stop putting glasses on every single day, girl. Only need to use them when you need to see. And then you can make your fake glasses with your eye, with your hands. You know how you use, put your hands and you use those as your glasses? I think that works a little.
Yeah. Guys, my self-esteem has just dropped 50 pounds.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I'm back at square one in my knot. Ew. My day can't get any worse. This
girl,
whole
let's
situation
get
with
the show.
Becca
and to the show.
No,
so anyways, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Today, 4/20. I want to know how many people are going to be blazing out there. Like, who's going to be lit, and who wants to be lit with me?
Toriana.
You know, girl, bye. You petty. I know who doesn't want to be with you.
Oh, gosh. I got to get rid of these ASAP. Okay, let me try to hurry up and say these news so I can get out of here. So Disney Channel is about to debut their 100th Disney Channel original movie. So in honor of this, they are going to air every single Disney Channel original movie they've ever made. Beginning on Friday, May 27th, movies such as The Cheetah Girls, Xenon, Halloween Town, Trial Family Movie, Even Stevens, Smart House, Cadet Kelly, High School Musical, Motocross, Kim Possible. You know, I didn't know Kim Possible had her own movie. I have to watch it.
I did. I remember that Kim Possible movie. It was good. I liked it.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's going to be really,
so
really cool.
I'm so excited. And the Lizzie McGuire movie. I love that movie, too. Oh, my God.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
You remember the movie 7? Y'all remember the movie 17 again with T and Tamara Mari?
Yes. Oh, my God.
I thought when they gave, they had the full schedule, and I was looking for that. I'm like, where in the world is 17 again? But I didn't know that's
they
not
didn't
their original movie. And I thought it was their original. It's actually Showtime.
Yeah, I don't think. Yeah.
That was a great movie. I'm going to watch it probably again today. I really did enjoy that movie. So, yeah. I don't want glasses eyes, you guys. Ew.
Girl.
Anyway, Rob Kardashian bought his fiance, Blac Chyna, a $200,000 purple Lambo.
What?
I love Blac Chyna.
I thought you were talking about their wedding ring.
No, no. He bought her a 200,000 purple car. A Lamborghini, may I add. Blac Chyna. Okay, you got to give it up to Blac Chyna. This woman knows how to do it. So, her ex-boyfriend got with Kylie. So, she said, okay, I'm going to get with the brother and mess it all up. Go, Blac Chyna. I love her. I love her for that.
Blac Chyna. Girl, not for that reason, but I just like her. Like, she's cool.
I didn't know about her until this situation with Kylie and them. So, that is how you do it. I mean, you want to mess up the family. You know, Tiger could very well be the uncle to his own son if everything works out.
That's crazy.
So, that is funny. I love you, Blac Chyna. Keep it going. Hope you and Rob get married. You know what? But I honestly do feel like Rob Kardashian likes her. I don't know if Blac Chyna loves Rob as much as he loves her. I've always thought of it that way, but I hope they both equally do love each other. I was going to play Gold Digger by Kanye West, but I said I'm going to be nice. Kanye West featuring Jamie Foxx because of that picture you showed me, Vanessa, that will not get out of my mind, but okay. But instead, I'm going to play another song I thought would be appropriate for the occasion. Flashback, I Need a Girl, Usher.
Microphone. I got it all, but I really need a wife at home. I don't really like the zone, never spend the night alone. I got a few, you would like the bone, but chase that romance me, don't tickle my fancy. Bone and Tiffany Nancy, that's not what my plans be. Need a girl that can stand me, raise me a family. Go from trip to the land, see the trip to the Grammys, cause most of these girls be confusing me. I don't know if they really love me or they using me. Maybe it's the money or maybe you ain't used to me. Cause you was depressed and now you abusing me. That's why I need me a girl to be true to me. Know about the game and know how it do to me. Without a girl on my side, shit'll ruin me. Forget the world, girl, it's you and me. Now let's ride. Lifetime, but see, it's not a lot of women that got the right mind. I done had pretty chicks with all the right features and hood rat chicks that only rock sneakers, cell phones and beepers and know how to treat ya. You break a heart, shit, walk out and leave ya. I find a girl, I'ma keep her, cause now I'm getting money and the game getting deeper. You want some real shit, I need somebody I can chill with. I need somebody I can build with. I need somebody I can hold tight. It's wintertime and the full length Snow White. Anytime we together feel so right. You the girl I've been looking for my whole life. God bless me, I'm glad I got the insight. Because of you, girl, now I understand life. I need a girl. So I made her cry for me. Every night she had tears in her eyes for me. Caught a case, shorty took the whole ride for me. At first we were friends, then became lovers. You was more than my girl, we was like brothers. All night we would play fight undercovers. Now you gone, can't love you like I really wanted. But every time I think about your pretty smile and how we used to drive the whole city wild. Damn, I wish you would've had my child. Come on. A pretty little girl with bitty style. Shit is wild, all them days that I reminisce about the way I used to kiss them pretty lips. But as long as you happy, I'ma tell you this. I love you, girl, and you're the one that I will always miss. Love you.
Begging
Usher, I Need a Girl, featuring P. Diddy, with his lyrics. Oh, my gosh, you guys.
If you say one
is
more
Jordan
thing
still
ask
here? He's been quiet. Jordan.
Yes, I'm babysitting, and I got an allergic reaction, so I'm doing two things at once. Well, actually, three.
You're babysitting with an allergic reaction?
Yep.
Get you some medicine for it. Don't you have any of the itching medicine?
Yeah, I ain't get it yet.
Who's getting it for you?
My mom.
Oh, your mom. Yeah, what are you allergic to?
Is that important now?
Yeah, because Vanessa's allergic to pineapples. I want to know what you're allergic to.
Girl, you trying to kill us all. That's why.
Yep. Come up with some pineapple stew. I'm just playing. But what are you allergic to for real? I'm interested. I'm not allergic to anything.
I can't talk about it right now.
What are you allergic to? I don't know.
Just tell us, what is it? Is it food or what?
No, it's not food. It's not food.
What is it?
What is it?
I'm allergic to Old Spice body wash.
Oh, really?
Oh.
What? Do you use it? Or you just found out that you're allergic to it? Why did you use it? Or did you just find out that you're allergic to it?
I just found out.
Damn.
So what did it do to you? Just make you itch?
Yeah, my whole body.
I'm not allergic to
that. Kind of allergic to Irish spice, but.
Yeah, I don't think I'm allergic to anything. I think I have glasses eyes, though. That's what I don't want.
You do. You don't got to think, girl. I know you do.
Oh, my goodness. You guys, I have to get rid of these. Huh? Thank y'all for tuning in. Let's pray for Jordan. I have to go get rid of these glasses eyes. Now I'm bothered by it.
God.
Ew, that's all I'm thinking about. All right, y'all.
Shut up.
I'm not supposed to be looking ugly like Vanessa. I can't look basic. I'm supposed to be cute. I don't need to wear makeup like her friends. I'm supposed to be naturally cute. Okay, basic Betty. Oh, Vanessa, why would she do this to me? All right, y'all. Peace out.
We go up. So high, I'm not coming down. And you with me, you ain't coming down either. Let's write our names on the cloud, break some down, roll it up and pass it all around. A keeper, yeah. So when the times get hard and at night you're all alone, oh, I'll be the one you call. Don't tell her where we might go. And every time you look up, baby, I'm right there, flying in the air. So let all of your fears go. We never spend the night low. Go up, 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 up. We go up, up, up.